As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 2 days away from the NFL Draft. Eagles with the 32nd selection in the first round. We'll have coverage for you all day and then through the draft at night. Joining us now, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, none other than Ross Tucker. Ross, we appreciate you coming back this year.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's great to see you guys. You look all crisp and clean.
Ah, there he is.
By the way, I'm always jealous of Ike's voice. Whatever he was just selling, I want to buy it because his voice is just so good. I'm so jealous.
Oh, look at you buttering us up. It's good to see you too, Ross. You look crisp and clean as well. You know, I have a bone to pick with you, Ross. When we had you on last year for my YouTube big board for offensive linemen, you laughed at my Roger Rosengarten pick, and the guy was awesome. What do you have to say for that?
I'm quite sure I was laughing at whatever it is that you what your ranking of him was. I mean, listen, you guys have the audio, you can pull it, but some of your analysis like does a good job of sliding or moving. Like I think it was that part of it that cracked me up more than what you said about Rosen. You're right. He played very, very well for the Ravens. That was a home run pick for them. He is a good athlete, and you identified that because of your basketball background.
Look, I'm not gonna take your backhanded compliments. We appreciate you having us here. After we do the offensive line big board, we are going to want to ask you a couple questions about the draft, if you don't mind, if you've got the time.
Of course.
All right. So I'm going to give you my YouTube offensive line big board for this year. I do three guys. I'll tell you what I think, and then you tell me what you think. You got it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Number three, Marcus Bowe out of Purdue. So awesome athlete. Sort of reminds me of an Eagles offensive lineman in that he runs like awesome. The guy, first of all, anyone who is blocking usually ends up on the ground without him holding him. And it looks like he sees the field in the YouTube I was looking at. Like a running back or something. He is looking in the space that he has to create the block for, and he ends up creating a hole that I didn't even see. So not only is he strong and a great athlete, but he seems pretty smart to me. Ross, Marcus Bowe, my number three guy.
You know what? What I like about it is I like that you identify and find guys that other people aren't talking about that much.
Yeah,
right.
And I like him. I think he's good. He's like one of those guys that I still say, give him a chance at tackle. If it doesn't work out, then you can move him to guard. Now, he's like a lot of guys in this year's class. He falls into the Ross Tucker short arm category, right, with 32-inch arms. So he probably will slide in to be a guard. But that's a guy that, like, if the Eagles took him in the second or third round, and had him compete with Steen, He's got some Steen similarities. Probably a better athlete, not as big as Steen, but in that he could probably hold it down for you at tackle, but better suited at guard. I don't even know how to comment on some of your other things you say about defensive linemen. Else ever say before? I don't know what to say about that. He is a good athlete, yes. I don't even know what you said about the vision, like running back vision. I don't know what that means.
Well, you'll see. You'll see at the next level. You're a real football guy like me. You'll start seeing at the next level, Ross. All right. Number two. Now, I think this guy, I don't really look at, like, I don't remember where these guys are ranked, but I think this guy is well thought of. My number two guy is Josh Simmons out of the Ohio State University. Ah. He is huge. He's strong. He runs like a tight end. There are a bunch of plays where I saw him, and I just remember this from a lot of Eagles plays with Mailata and then Kelsey and Juergens, is that, like, the running back is 10, 15 yards down the field, and he's keeping up with them, knocking guys over. And the other thing is that, like, he looks like he loves hitting people. Like, he looks like he is attacking the defensive lineman rather than the defensive lineman attacking him. So my number two guy is Josh Simmons out of Ohio State.
So you might not realize it, Spike, but what you just said is really important for an offensive lineman. He looks like he really likes hitting people. I know you people think that every NFL player really likes hitting people. Yes and no, right? Like, there's some guys that really, really enjoy it. I never thought just blocking people was fun. Like, why is that fun? They get to score a touchdown. I'm just like standing in front of this guy. No, like, the fun part is trying to kill the dude, right? Like, the fun part is trying to physically punish him. So you need guys like that. Mailata's like that. Landon's like that. There are teams that don't have a single enforcer, a single bodyguard type at all on their offensive line. And it's problematic. I'm a big Josh Simmons guy. I actually did two of his games, Spike, when he was at San Diego State as a freshman. And I distinctly remember thinking, what is this guy doing at San Diego State? I mean, he's like 6'6", 320, long arms, athletic. He played awesome for Ohio State till he got hurt. If he didn't get hurt, I think he would be the number one tackle in this draft. I think he'd be like a top five, top 10 pick. So, you know, some other time I'll come on to get your medical evaluation, of your YouTube medical evaluation, but I like the video breakdown.
Well, unfortunately, because of the Sixers, I'm actually pretty good at the medical evaluations as well. All right, my number one guy. Speaking of liking to beat the
this
crap out of
guys. This is your number one O-lineman.
This is my number one O-lineman.
On your big board.
Is Wyatt Millam out of West Virginia. Out of all the offense, yes. Out of all
West Virginia,
yes.
Oh,
out of
God.
All the offensive linemen I watched, this guy beat the crap out of more guys than I saw than I saw anybody else. Pass blocking, he's beating the crap out of guys. Run blocking, he's beating the crap out of guys almost every play. If I was a defender and I had to go up against him, I would be bummed out because I would know it was going to be a long day. I want the Eagles. I want Howie to pay attention. I want this guy in Stoutland U. Number one, Wyatt Millam out of West Virginia.
So, first of all, I thought it was Milam, but maybe
I'm
wrong.
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking at the YouTube. I don't know. Milam, Millam, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be Milam. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, so to have him ahead of, like, Armon Membu from Missouri,
yeah,
who reminds me a lot of a former teammate of mine, Jason Peters, like a lot, or Campbell from LSU is ballsy,
yep,
for sure.
Yep.
I will say this. I, too, like Milam. Here's what's interesting about Milam. He was one of the Eagles' 30 visits. They brought him in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they don't do that usually unless they like him as well. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Eagles drafted him. Everything you said about him is correct. He is 6'7", but has 32-inch arms. So that puts him in a really weird spot. He's almost like as much of a T-Rex as me. short arms. So the question will be, if his arms aren't long enough to play tackle, is he too tall to play guard? You can play guard at 6'7". You know, Harriman's famously did it very well for a long time. But you're going against a bunch of guys that are like 6'1", 6'2", 320, really, really hard to get leverage on them. I like Milam as a player. I would not have him number one on my Spike Eskin YouTube big board.
Well, we are not the same, Ross. We are not the same. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you you humoring me here. Ross Tucker with us, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Now, you were undrafted. Like on that weekend, was just thinking about at that time, was there ever a possibility you thought you might go? Like, what was that weekend like? What was the process like of you going from college to the pros?
Yeah, so I was such a bottom of the barrel NFL draft prospect. I knew I wasn't going to get drafted.
Okay.
And my agent told me, remember back then, there was no rookie tryout camp like they have now.
Right.
And back then, there was only an 80-man offseason roster, not 90. Okay, it's a big difference. So my agent told me it was 50-50 whether or not I would even get signed. And I'll never forget, my parents had just gotten me a cell phone, my first cell phone for my birthday, okay? This is 2001. So I had my dorm room phone there. I had my cell phone there. The draft was Saturday and Sunday during the first round. By far the worst team in the NFL for the previous decade, the Cincinnati Bengals called me. And I answered the phone, Spike, and I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a Bengal. It was the first round. And it was the assistant offensive line coach saying, hey, Ross, just want to make sure we had the right number for you. We have you ranked as a guy that if you don't get drafted, we might want to sign. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, but I'm ready now. Just so you guys know, I'm ready now. So that was pretty funny. That was the only team that called me was the Bengals. They called me Saturday and Sunday. So real quick, my agent told me the longer it takes after the draft for me to call you, the worse of a sign it is. So it's like an hour after the draft and he hasn't called me. So I'm thinking, I just got up at 6 a.m. every morning, second semester. I didn't go out one time. My friends are coming in at 5 a.m. and I'm going to go work out. And it didn't happen. I'm not getting signed by a team. I went out to the fraternity. I couldn't even look my friends in the eye. I had to eat something. That's where you eat. It's called an eating club. It's a long story. I go back. I'm walking up the steps, and I hear the dorm room phone ringing. This is before cell phones. So I run up the steps. I answer it, and my agent's like, where were you? I said, I was hungry, and I thought I wasn't getting signed. You took an hour and a half. He's like, well, congratulations. You're the newest member of the Washington Redskins. So that was my story. I thought I had just wasted – months and months of my life, but instead I got a chance and I was able to make the most of it in Washington.
You thinking you were a first round pick is the funniest thing I've heard today. Not that you couldn't have been, but like I can only imagine. You're like, I don't think I'm going to get drafted, and then you get called on day one.
I called you on day one. Holy cow.
I knew they weren't taking me. It's like a half joke. I knew they weren't taking me.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that they might call you earlier. Right. To talk to you. So, like, I got a call from a number, NFL number. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, they still didn't try to sign me after the draft. They didn't. They signed some other guys. And so I think Washington was, like, the only team that wanted to give me a chance. And thank goodness for Marty Schottenheimer because he gave me a real shot.
Well, I tell you, Ross, that's the last time we was broke, man, leading up to that draft.
Yeah. All right, Ross.
Oh, man, that was...
I remember those workouts. Hey, man, because I remember those workouts in the morning, and you're still grinding. You're saying to yourself, we're almost there. We're almost there. You know, I've made it through my college career. You know, I've done the... I don't know if, Ross, you were you got invited now to the combine and all that type of stuff, but you went through that whole process, and you still don't know where your future is going to be at. And you're waiting for this weekend to be told where you're about to start this new life.
Right.
And here's the crazy thing, Ross, right? We all think we're going to play 10-plus years, right? We all think we're going to play 10-plus years when you get drafted.
Yep.
So that's why you're so elated when you do get the phone call, but then reality sets in that you got to go try to make the ball club and everything else. So, but I got this.
Honestly, I would have been absolutely thrilled We're just making the practice squad.
Exactly. Yes.
Just you play him. That first mini camp, you get like $400. I never cashed the check. To me, it wasn't about that. Now it's like nowadays, you can take a picture.
Right. Yes.
Back then, I never cashed it, but I'll never forget this. My roommate was some undrafted O lineman from Northern Iowa named Brad Harms. Shout out Brad Harms. I was such a bottom of the barrel guys, Spike and Ike. I got no signing bonus, zero.
Wow. Okay?
His signing bonus was $5,000.
Yeah.
He opens it up and he's like, "Oh my gosh, taxes! They're terrible. How bad are taxes?" And I'm looking at him like, "Yeah, taxes. They're bad. Yeah, I hate taxes. I had zero." So anyway, he was terrible. They cut him after the first weekend, and I played really well. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I can do this." I call my agent. I said, "Yo, can you get me the $5,000 from the Northern Iowa?" Because I had no money.
Well, the good thing about not getting a signing bonus is, man, you don't pay any taxes on it.
That's
right?
True.
It's the win.
That's the fact.
You won on taxes. All right, Ross. You can get Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We appreciate you coming on, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Great to talk with you guys. Great to be on in the afternoon for one. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Thanks,
yep.
Ross. There he is, Ross Tucker. Show me a little bit more respect this year.
Yeah, he did.
Thank God. Thank God he learned his lesson.
Yeah, don't mess with Roger Rosengarten,
yes,
or whatever his name is.
Yes.
And I keep wanting to say Roger Rabbit, even though I know that's not his name.
Roger Rosengarten sounds like an 80s movie star.
It does. It does.
Mike Rosenberg.
Speaking, you want to find a dog in the draft. I got two dogs at home. I love those dogs.
Man, yes.
That's all I think about. I love my friggin' dogs. And you love your pets too, right? You love your dog. You love your cat. And you want to make sure that you're feeding them the right stuff. You're getting them the right supplements. Now that it's going to be warm outside, they'll be outside all the time. You think about flea and tick prevention. Well, natural flea and tick prevention. Dogs and cats rule has to be your home for that. You have to give your dog, your cat, the best life possible. And Dogs and Cats Rule can be your partner in that. The lead dog, George Perrini, makes sure of it. All 7 locations. And here's how they're your partner. Not only do they have top-of-the-line pet nutrition, not only do they have top-of-the-line supplements, all the best stuff, but they have the best people and the people who can help you get from point A to point B when you don't know the answer. You have a busy life. You can't find all those answers yourself. All you have to do is go to Dogs and Cats Rule. They will have those answers. So whether it's food, whether it is that natural flea and tick prevention, maybe it's some new toys for outside during the summer and the spring, Dogs and Cats Rule is the only place you need to go to. There are 7 locations. In PA, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, there is Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking. Nope. There it is. Every show.
It's the 4 o'clock Twitter question.
I thought I changed it.
Yeah, well,
I didn't.
Listen.
Ghost in the machine.
Lock in.
Mark's Jewelers, for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. I'm sorry, Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Does a rising tide float all boats, or does a rising tide float all ships?
Did I write it that way?
Yes.
What an idiot. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, no, you wrote raise.
Okay.
Does a rising tide raise, but I've heard floats, so whatever. Does a rising tide raise?
No, never heard float.
It's raise.
It's raise. It's fine. What do you think the poll is at? Ships or boats? What do you think, guys?
Boats.
And what do you think the number's at?
I'll go slightly, so I'll go 58%.
55% say ships!
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 What a scoop. Can you read the other one? I think the other one's interesting, too.
Which event in Philadelphia in 2026 are you most excited about? The PGA Championship, the NCAA Tournament, the MLB
tournament.
It's tournament.
The MLB All-Star Game or the World Cup. So,
well, that's an overload. I forgot about NCAA. We got the NCAA tournament here too.
I think it's just the first weekend.
Yeah, we don't have the finals.
That's
here,
the best weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when all the teams are here.
Yeah, we've had that before. Here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's been a while,
but it has definitely been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah, we can't have the finals here until they have
a dome,
like a bigger place.
Yeah, you definitely need a bigger place. Yeah,
I think I was at the last one that was just in an arena. When I went in '95 or whenever it was Syracuse, Kentucky, UMass, and Arkansas.
Yeah. Well,
that was at the Meadowlands.
Oh, okay. Because the Leitner shot was here.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, but that was before
92.
This.
Yes.
That was before when I went.
The year Duke won it, Jay Williams, Battier, and those guys?
That was
Was that they came through here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember what they beat. I think this was the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four.
So
I remember being at that.
So what
that
do you think people are most looking forward to? PGA Championship, NCAA Tournament, MLB All-Star Game, or World Cup? The real question is number two, I think. But what do you think number one is?
What's not the NCAA Tournament? I would think either All-Star Game or World Cup. So I'll go, man, for our audience, I'm trying to figure, do we got a big soccer audience out there? Because I want to go All-Star Game.
It's All-Star Game.
Yeah, that's why I want to go All-Star Game.
So All-Star Game's at 41%, but 32% at World Cup.
Yeah. I had it right. Yeah.
And it means the world's event.
And PGA Championship at 16%, and then the NCAA Tournament at 10%.
I had that completely correct.
Well, the NCAA Tournament, too, has fallen. Yeah. It's just fallen out of favor.
Yeah, it's college. Yeah, we barely even talk college basketball.
Right,
here,
but there would have been a time when the stars in NCAA were big enough.
Yeah, who's even going to be the star next year?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
All the good guys are gone.
Yeah.
You know? All the good guys, I barely even know
who they
are
anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you to Ross Tucker for coming on. And I said humoring me, but we all know I'm the better evaluator of offensive
line. That Major League All-Star week is going to be pretty cool.
It's fun. I remember when it was here when I was in college. What year was that? It was 95, 96, something like that.
Yeah, 96. Yeah.
There you go. And I remember that's when they...
Yeah, the last time. Obviously, that's the last time.
Yeah.
Dad, to get your front row seats?
No. I was up in the second level. Now,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I was up in the second level for the Home Run Derby. For the game, I was actually sitting in the dugout.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes,
yeah,
in a diamond-laden throne.
You were the bat boy.
No, I wasn't the bat boy.
You were out there shagging flies.
Yeah, Dad paid for me to play. I played in the game. Yeah. But I remember, because it was at the Vet, that's when they replaced all the Vet seats, and that's when we got the blue seats in the Vet was for the All-Star game.
Yeah. So that really helped spruce up the Vet, the blue seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, they won't notice all the rats and the concrete if we make the seats blue.
You know? That'll change everything.
Holy cow.
Yeah, a very, very deck chairs on the Titanic sort of thing, changing the seats in the Vet.
Exactly right.
So, Jack, the top 5 of 5 is coming up next. What do we have to look forward to?
I've been thinking a lot about Ike.
Oh, thank God. We have an Ike top 5 at 5. We haven't had one in a while.
The most notable hills that Ike has died on.
Oh, he's had a few.
Yes. He's had a few.
Yeah.
The ships and boats being one of them.
Yeah,
which one is risen by the tide?
I'm still on that hill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. You're not going away from
that. I'm still on that hill.
Twitter poll can be wrong.
It is not the gospel.
Let you doofuses know that you're not always right. You're not in my head.
Well, especially music takes. You don't care what Twitter says.
Oh, you don't care what Twitter
says. You've been
wrong
on every single Twitter poll.
Well, it doesn't matter. I've been right in real life. I'm right in real life. All right, 215-592-9494. Talking Phillies. We have game 2 of Phillies Mets tonight on WIP and also Eagles draft. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.